I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ongoing attacks in northern Nigeria by Boko Haram and militant Fulani herdsmen are putting Christians at risk. Rob Myers of Door International says deaf Christians are especially vulnerable to these terrorist groups. Communication problems and lack of information make them susceptible to recruitment and challenging to reach. That's why Door is working on sign language translations and training for Nigeria. Pray for security and for courage for the Nigerian church. And Bibles for China and Wendell Rovenstein recently visited rural China to check up on the local church. They were pleasantly surprised by the young churches they found. Usually Chinese congregations and church leaders are older, but not in the rural registered churches that the team visited. However, younger pastors means they need all the teaching that they can get. Pray that the Holy Spirit would continue moving in China's young pastors and congregations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.